Now, sometimes we have a bad day. Sometimes they won't do anything to us.
It's a bad day for an
alcoholic. We got our machine shining out there and the lights are on and everything's going and they won't do anything to us and we don't have a damn thing to record. Now, that's a bad day for an alcoholic. We don't have anything bad to record. You know what we record then? By God, we record what they're thinking. That's what we do. Is there any way God could enter a mind that's filled with that kind of crap? Just no way. There's a bad thing about a resentment. A resentment, if you keep throwing it out there long enough, after a while it's going to turn right around and come right back at you. And when it's going to come back at you, it's going to come back at you as self-resentment. And we begin to resent ourselves for being in a position in life to have those people do those things to us. And after a while, self-resentment turns into self-pity. And self-pity is about the sickest a human being can be. And God, we alcoholics love it. Oh, we just love self-pity. We love to get up in the morning and put our self-pity on as a cloak of dignity and say to ourselves as we go out the door, here I come, mean old world, just do it to me. I know you all out there waiting on me. You're going to get me before today's over. My God, we love it. We must get some kind of sick ego building from that. Because after all, if the whole world is picking on you, you must be pretty damn important. And we alcoholics love to feel sorry for ourselves. If you want an alcoholic badge, you try to feel sorry for them. They'll tell you in a hurry, by God, that's my job. Don't you feel sorry for me. I'll do that. And those thoughts go through our minds constantly. God cannot enter that part of our mind. Those display cases that are filled with resentments are already full. And God can't possibly get in there. The things we're resenting are controlling our thinking. And if they're controlling our thinking, they're controlling our actions, they very effectively are controlling our lives. And we've just made a decision in step three to let God do that. And if the things we resent do it, then God can. Now my book's going to show me how to look at these resentments, how to see the truth of them, how to get rid of them, and above all, how to keep them from coming back. Then and then only can God begin to direct that part of my mind. So let's look at resentments, Joe.
You know, all through this book, Alcoholics Anonymous, we need to learn how to read periods and commas and stop. That's what periods mean, stop, and think about what he said. And Bill's going to give us the instructions on how to fill out the inventory on page 65. There's only one thing wrong with the inventory on page 65. It's already filled out. So how did he go about filling this out? Well, he gives us the instructions. And I believe that, you know, we're always taught to read from left to right. And if you begin to read from left to right on page 65, and you'll notice that he's mad at Mr. Brown, and then he changes over to the cause, you've got to change your mind again. And then you have to look at affects my, you've got to change your mind again and think about what part of self it affects. Now that's not so bad on one of them. But you do the next one that way and you go across from left to right, you get a little more confused. And then you go to the next one and you go from left to right one column at a time, you get confused. Finally you say to hell with it, what they want is all my life story anyhow. That's what I did. But if I look and read the periods and commas, it'll tell us exactly how to fill out this inventory on page 65. And it says,
I think one of the things that's confused us on page 65 is it's already filled out, and we didn't know the procedure that Bill followed. And the book says, in dealing with resentments, we set them on paper. So we've given you a sheet of paper, and let us emphasize this is not anything new. We're not trying to bring another inventory into AA. We got enough of those already. Page 65 has three columns. If you would take your inventory sheet, fold the fourth column under, you would have three columns as we see them up here on the screen at the present time. Column 1, I'm resentful at. Column 2, the cause. Column 3, affects my. Now, the only thing that we've changed is we took column 3, subdivided it into the three basic instincts of life, using the same words that Bill uses here in the big book and in the 12 and 12. I can't be mad at you unless you threaten one of my basic instincts of life. If you threaten my social instinct, my security instinct, my sex instinct, or my plans for the future, in any way, you're going to make me mad. Now, we took the third column. We first subdivided the social instinct into two columns. One of them is self-esteem. The other one's personal relationships. Same words that Bill uses. We took the security instinct, subdivided into two columns, material and emotional. Same words that Bill uses. We took the sex instinct. We subdivided and added two words. One column, we said, acceptable sex. My acceptable sex life is that I have in my home with my spouse. As far as I know, it's okay. As far as I know, she thinks it's okay. As far as I know, it's all right with God. And if you guys saw it, you probably would think it's okay too. That's the acceptable sex life. But some of us have another sex life in addition to that. And maybe we got something over here that we really don't want people to see, and we're going to keep it hidden if we possibly can. Maybe if we're a man, we got a lady friend over here. Maybe if we got a lady, we got a boyfriend over here, or... Hell, we could have anything over there. A pet monkey or a goat or whatever. If you take enough fifth steps, you'll cease to be amazed at what's over there under that hidden side. Now, if you threaten my sex life in any way, either the acceptable or the hidden, in either way, you're going to make me mad. Okay, let's see now how to fill out this sheet.
Well, I thought there for a minute he was going to make me tell you about the goat. I'm glad of that. Okay. Okay, in dealing with resentment, we set them on paper. We listed people, institutions, or principles with whom we were angry, period. And taking the first column, I'm resentful at, we will fill out all those people, places, and institutions with which we are angry from top to bottom. One column at a time is the key to this inventory. One column at a time always. So we take all the people or the principles or institutions with which we are angry, and we put them on paper, one column at a time, from top to bottom, and going all the way through. Now, most of you probably can get your inventory or your people you're mad at on these eight spaces. Bill used four. And I had to use more than that because I was resentful at a lot of things. So I just take all those people, places, and institutions, one column at a time, top to bottom, and I just list them. My wife, the police department, the IRS, the post office, my cousin, you know, all those people, I just put them down. From top to bottom, one column at a time. And there's something you get to learn from that if you put them all down. You'll find that you're resentful. If you're like me, you're resentful about everybody that you know and everything that you know. You're just resentful as hell at everything.
They came to me and they said, make a list of your resentments. I said, I don't have any. And they said, well, maybe you don't understand what they are. Let us explain it to you. And they did. And I said, oh, I got a couple of those. They said, put them on paper. And I started putting them down on paper, and I filled out the sheet with eight names on it. And I laid it down and picked up another sheet and filled out eight more. Another sheet and filled out eight more. Another sheet and filled out eight more. I got up to about 142. And I said, man, you matter in hell at everything. I didn't know that. I did not know that. You can only see one resentment at a time in your head. I don't think anybody's ever going to see how much resentment really controls and dominates our thinking until we put them all down on a sheet of paper and really see them in their entirety for the first time. I was absolutely amazed when I saw that.